诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace be with you。
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Father God, we are grateful that you lead us today one more time to praise you。
求主你的圣灵继续跟我们同在。
Allow your Spirit to be with us。
来打开我们的心灵，来了解主你。话语中的奥秘。
Open our soul to the beauty of your words.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
使徒行传十一章二十七到二十八节说，在这时候有几个先知从耶路撒冷下安提阿去，其中有一个人叫雅加布。他得到圣灵的指示，站起来预言天下将有严重的饥荒。这事到格劳帝在位年间果然发生。
Acts 11:27. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread out the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius.
依据犹太历史家约瑟夫的记载，饥荒果然发生在公元44到48年之间。
The famine indeed happened between 44 AD and 48 AD, according to Joseph, the Jewish historian.
在《使徒行传》十一章二十九到三十节说，于是信徒决定每人按照自己的能力捐钱救济住在犹太的弟兄们他们就这样做了托巴拉巴和扫罗，就是保罗的意思，把捐款带给教会的长老们。
Continue in verse 29 and 30. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did.Sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
意思就是这些安提阿外邦的信徒他们也关心耶路撒冷母会的信徒他们各尽自己的能力来捐钱关心在耶路撒冷中需要的这些犹太的兄弟姐妹。
The Gentile believers in Antioch care for the mother church in Jerusalem. Thus, they gave their money for the needs of the church's brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗和巴拿巴在公元46年的时候，将这些外邦教会所捐献这些钱呢，送到耶路撒冷去。
In AD 46 AD, Paul and his brother Barnabas, they bring this donated money back to Jerusalem.
当保罗访问耶路撒冷七天，在最后那一天结束的时候呢，《使徒行传》二十一章二十七节这么说：有些从亚细亚省来的犹太人看见保罗在圣殿里，他们就煽动群众抓住保罗。
During his visit, the 7 days, the last day of the visit in Jerusalem, in Acts 21:27.Some Jew from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him.
继续在二十八节说，他们就呼喊说，以色列人啊，来帮一手吧！这个人到处说教，反对以色列人民和摩西的法律，也反对这圣殿。现在他居然带着外邦人进入圣殿，侮辱了神圣的地方。
Continuing in verse 28, shouting, Fellow Israelites, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law in this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place.
使徒保罗因此他就被逮捕，首先在犹太人的官位面前为自己辩护。
Apostle Paul was then arrested and then he defended himself in front of the synagogue.
然后在罗马的腓力斯总督面前被控告。
Then he underwent trial in front of Governor Felix.
最后在 亚基帕王的面前为自己来申辩。
Finally, he defended himself in front of King Agrippa.
在《使徒行传》28:18-19，保罗说，他们就是腓力斯总督和亚基帕王，他们审问我，可是找不出我有什么该死的罪，有意要释放我，但是犹太人反对，迫不得已，我只好上诉于皇帝。
Acts 28:18-19, the governor and the king examined and wanted to release me, because I was not guilty of any crime deserving death. The Jew objected, so I was compelled to make an appeal to Caesar.
所以保罗他就以囚犯的身份从该萨利亚坐船要往罗马意大利去，在该萨皇帝面前为自己来申诉。
Therefore, Paul took the boat from Caesarea in a road as a prisoner to go to Rome to appear to Caesar.
当船开到克里特岛的时候，因为是冬天。使徒保罗他是经常旅行外出的人，知道那地区的风浪很大，如果继续航行的时候是非常危险所以他建议船长留在克里岛那里过冬。
It was winter, and when the boat sailed to Crete, Paul was a frequent traveler. He knew that it is pretty big wave in the winter time, and it is dangerous. Thus, he suggested to the captain to have the boat stay in Crete.
但是他们不听保罗的建议。
But they didn't listen to his advice.
他们想继续前往到一个叫做腓尼基的海港。
They continued to sail for Phoenix.
结果他们遇到了海上的飓风几乎遭到了沉船和上面。
They encountered a storm and almost everybody lost their life in the sunken boat.
在《使徒行传》27:37说，他们那个船一共有276个人。
There were 276 people on the boat.
他们在海上漂流14天。
And they floated around the ocean for 14 days.
使徒保罗在他们的这个船遇到飓风的这个袭击攻击的时候在当中他将神的平安要传达给全船的人。
In the midst of this storm, Apostle Paul spread the good news of gospel to everybody on the boat.
这个就是我们今天早上所读的使徒行传27:21-26的经文的背景。
And this is the background of what we read this morning of the Acts 27.
我们从这些经文里面来看，第一，从神而来的帮助。
And this examines God's peace in three ways. First, a help from God.
英文一句话叫做十足的暴风雨。
Perfect storm.
当水手们描写一个暴风雨，没有一个水手能够来脱离的时候，他们称之为十足或者是完美的暴风雨。
When mariners describe a tempest that no sailor can escape, they call it a perfect storm.
这并不是理想的完美，乃是一种完美的混合的因素。
Not perfect.In a sense of idea, but perfect in a sense of combining factors.
意思就是所有的因素混合在一起比如飓风加上寒流加上倾盆大雨造成不可抗拒的灾难。
When all the factors put together, strong wind, cold front, and heavy rain, that makes an irresistible disaster.
所以他们称这个叫做完美或者十足的暴风雨
，a perfect storm。
如果只是风强风的话，那可能是一个挑战。
The wind alone may be a challenge。
但是风再加上寒流，再加上雨呢，变成为十足的灾难的秘方。
But a strong wind plus the cold plus the rain, it becomes a perfect recipe for disaster.
我们不必要成为一个航海的人或是渔夫，才能够去了解十足的暴风雨。
We don't need to be a fisherman or a sailor to know the perfect storm.
比如一个人遇到了被裁员，加上经济的不景气
，a layoff plus a recession.
生病再加上工作上必须迁移到外地。
A disease and a job transfer.
感情关系的破裂，再加上没有考上大学。
A relationship breakup plus a college rejection.
我们能够应付一个挑战，但是一次、两个或三个挑战一起来，我们害怕我们是不是能够来幸存、来应付。
We may be able to face one challenge, but two or three challenges together, we are afraid that we may not be able to survive.
使徒保罗和其他的囚犯，他们从该萨利亚的港口出发，到了美拉之后，他们换了一条在谷内的埃及船。
Paul and the other prisoners then set sail from Caesarea to Myra, and there they exchanged into a boat an Egyptian grain ship.
依据研究，那艘船大约有100英尺长，重量大概超过1000吨。
The ship was about 100 feet and weighed perhaps more than 1,000 tons.
这种的船笨重，遇到强风的时候很困难航行。
It's a heavy, cumbersome boat. It's really hard to sail in the strong wind.
当他们的船到了一个叫做加奥。的时候，保罗劝船长说：“不要再往前行。”但是他们不听保罗的话。
When the boat get to Fairhaven, Paul recommended the captain not to keep going, but they didn't listen to him.
所以他们呢遇到了一个十足的暴风雨。
They encountered a perfect storm.
笨重的船只加上冬天海洋的大的海浪。再加上强风，再加上没有耐性的这个船上的工作人员，在这些因素的混合，他们遇到了一个十足的暴风雨。
Heavy boat, winter ocean, strong wind, and lack of patience for the co-workers. All these factors put together, they encountered the perfect storm.
在《使徒行传》27:20说：“好些日子，我们看不见太阳和星星，风浪继续吹逼，我们终于放弃了获救的希望。”
Acts 27:20, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hopes of being saved.
于是他们遇到了强烈的暴风雨。风雨巨浪的袭击船只，白天看不到太阳，晚上看不到星星，他们整个处在黑暗之中，因此他们感到绝望，他们觉得获救的希望都没有了。
In the middle of the strong storm, wind and heavy waves, in the daytime they couldn't see the sun, in the nighttime they couldn't see the star.In the whole darkness, they were despair and they lost the hope of being saved.
使徒行传27:21-22这么说，船上的人已有许多天没有吃什么东西。保罗站在他们面前说：“各位，你们要是早听我的话，不从克里岛开船，就不至遭受这样。”这一切损失，现在我劝你们放心，你们中间不会有人丧失生命，只是会损失这条船。
Continue in verse 21 and 22. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete, then you would have spared yourselves in damage and loss.But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed.
保罗在他们处在黑暗 的绝望之中的时候，传给他们从神来的帮助。
Apostle Paul delivered them the message of help from God in the midst of darkness and despair.
保罗叫他们放心，他们不会有人会丧失生命。
Apostle Paul asked them to take courage because no one of them will lose their lives.
使徒行传二十七章二十三节说，因为我所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说
，Last night an angel of God of to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said，
神差遣他的使者天使来告诉保罗，他们在遇到这么大的暴风雨当中，神将保护他们。
God sent his angel to tell Paul that in the midst of this storm, God is going to protect them and they are not going to lose their life or encounter any danger.
他们将不会遇到生命的危险，这是从神而来的帮助。
They are not going to encounter any danger of their lives because this is the help from the Lord.
诗篇121篇1到2节，诗人说，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华来。
Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
使徒保罗和全船的人，从神得着帮助的应许。
Apostle Paul and everybody on board received the promise of God's help.
所以再回到《使徒行传》二十七章二十四节那里，神对保罗说：“保罗，不要害怕，你必须站在皇帝面前，而且因为神的慈爱，你已经他已经定义保守所有跟你同船的人的性命。”
Acts 27:24 and said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar."And God has graciously given you lives of all who sail with you.
保罗与全船的人在这一次地中海里面所遇到的暴风雨当中，经验到在暴风雨当中有神的同在与神的帮助。
Apostle Paul and everybody on board experienced God's help in the midst of storm, in this big storm in the Mediterranean Sea.
因此他们的心有平安。
Therefore, they receive peace.
保罗劝当时那些在船上的人放心，因为神应许要保护他们。
And Paul encouraged those people on board to take courage because God is going to protect them.
在我们人生当中，一件重要的事就是知道来信靠这位爱我们之全能的神。
The most important thing in our life is to know that we can rely on this all-powerful God.
我们如果有他的同在，他的保护，我们就放心了。
With his presence, with his protection, we are safe.
有一个人分享一个见证，在几年前，他在佛罗里达州的迈阿密的那个迈阿密河的码头有这个一条船屋。
A man shared that once he had a boathouse by Miami River in Miami, Florida.
他说，水位会随着涨潮与退潮升或降。
The water rises and falls.
船屋因着河中来回的船只的交通前后摆动。
It rocks back and forth.With the river traffic.
但是虽然水位的改变，船只的摇摆，船却不被漂游出去，因为船只紧紧地骑在码头上。
Although the water level changes and the boat sways, but it never floated away because the boat was tied tightly to the pier.
这帮助我们了解，当我们的信心骑在神的上面的时候，我们紧紧地来信靠神，我们的船将摇摆，我们的心情 将起伏周遭的 环境、将改变，但我们不漂流，以致在人生的海洋里面失去了方向或是绝望，因为神是我们的依靠与帮助。
When we tied our faith tightly with the Lord, we relied on Him. Our boat may sway, our mood may go up and down, circumstances may change, but we are not going to be lost in this ocean of life. We are not going to be despair in this ocean of life because we have God's reliance and God's help.
第二，我们是属于神的人。
The second thing about God's peace we learn today is that we belong to God.
再回到《使徒行传》27:23，使徒保罗说：“因我所属所侍奉的神。”
Acts 27:23, the God to whom I belong.
保罗见证他是属于神的人。
Paul said that he belonged to God.
罗马书第8:14说。凡是被神的灵导引的人都是神的儿子。
Romans 8:14, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
意思就是当我们愿意被神的圣灵感动导引来接受神的爱这个爱就是神在耶稣基督里到世界上来替我们赎罪使我们与神恢复正常的关系，让我们成为神的儿女。
When we are willing to be moved by the Spirit, led by His love, and this love is the love that He came, Jesus came to this world to redeem our sins, then we are reconciled with God, become God's children.
继续罗马书8:15说，因为神所赐的灵。是要使你们成为神的儿子或者儿女借着圣灵我们向神呼叫阿爸我的父亲
Continue in verse 15 The spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again Rather, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship And by him we cry, Abba, Father
当我们接受圣灵的感动愿意来承认接受耶稣基督为我们个人的救主并且神是我们的天父因此我们的心能够向神来呼叫说父亲或者阿爸父
When we receive the Spirit willing to claim Jesus Christ our personal Savior then God becomes our FatherThen when we open our heart and cry out about Father, He answers.
罗马书8:16继续说，并且神的灵和我们的灵一同证实我们是神的儿女。
Verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
当父母亲送小孩子去参加暑期活动营的时候。他们要在一些文件上来签名，谁是负责或者是担保的人。
When parents send kids to summer camp, they have to sign a document that says who is responsible party.
如果他们的手折断了，或者是书记的脚受伤了，谁要负责？
So who should be responsible when Tommy broke his arm or Susie bruises her leg?
当然，学校期待父母能够愿意来签名负责。
The camp wants the parents to be the responsible party.
当我们成为神的儿女之后，神替我们签名担保。
When we become God's children, God becomes our responsible party. He signed for us.
神照顾我们。
He cares for us.
我们是他的羊，他是我们的牧者。
We become his sheep, and he's our shepherd.
我们都是在神的保护之下。
And we are under his protection.
约翰福音10:14，耶稣说：“我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。”
John 10:14, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
我们的主最认识、了解我们。 因此我们尽管来信靠他，带领我们人生的路程。
Our Lord knows us and understands us the most, so we can rely on Him to lead this journey of life.
有一个牧师几年前到巴西去访问一个多年的飞行的宣教师朋友。
A friend, a pastor visited Brazil several years ago to visit his ministry friend who was also a pilot.
他的朋友开着一架四人座的小飞机带他去环绕着偏远的这些他所侍奉的小村子。
His friend took him on his plane, working in four seats, around the small villages.
他害怕那一架飞机呢如果稍微遇到一个强风的时候怕飞机呢就掉下去了。
The pastor was really afraid that with this small plane, if a gust of wind comes, the plane may go down.
他没有办法安定下来他的心。
He couldn't be peaceful.
但是心里一直想着哇这架飞机可能会掉下去在巴西的森林里面他呢就被一条大蟒蛇被它吞吃掉了。
He was afraid this plane might crash in the jungles in Brazil and he's going to swallow by an anaconda.
或者这架飞机将掉在这个阿马逊河里面他被那些食人鱼吃掉了。
Or he will be eaten by the man-eating fish in the Amazon River.
他说我一直地在座位上移动着往飞机底下看变成抓住着座椅好像这样能够帮助让飞机不会掉下去。
He said, I kept shifting around, looking around and gripping my seat.
最后他的朋友忍不住了望着他在飞机的杂音中向他喊着说我们将不会面对任何我所不能够去应付的事希望你也能够来信任我能够飞这架飞机。
Finally, his pilot friend turned around in the noise of the plane. He said, we won't face anything that I can't handle. You might as well trust me to fly this plane.
今天神是否也类似向我们说同样的话呢？
Today, God is saying the same thing to you and to I.
我们是否信任神在我们身上的带领？
Do we trust His leading in our lives?
在我们人生中有什么困难、挑战是神所不能够应付的事呢？
What difficulty challenges we face in our lives is something that God cannot take care of.
圣经告诉我们我们所信靠的这位神是一位掌管万物一切的神。
And God is the God who is in charge of everything.
所以我们感谢神，借着耶稣基督，让我们成为神的儿女。
We are grateful that in Christ we become God's children.
像使徒保罗清楚说，他是属于神的人。
Like Apostle Paul said that he belonged to God.
我们因着耶稣基督也是属于神的人。
In Christ, we also belong to God.
我们是在神的带领保护之下，这是我们最大的平安。
And under His protection and guidance, this is our greatest peace.
最后，人生的使命就是服事。
And third point about God's peace is that the mission of life is to serve.
再回到《使徒行传》27:23说。因我所属所侍奉的神
In Acts 27:23 The God whose I am and whom I serve
保罗人生的使命是为了要服侍神
The mission of Apostle's life is to serve God
保罗这次以囚犯的身份要到罗马去上诉在凯撒皇帝面前
Paul here, being as a prisoner, he was going to Rome to appeal to Caesar.
虽然他们所坐的这一只船遇到了暴风的袭击，船将损失了。
The boat was damaged in the midst of the storm.
但是最后他还是到达了罗马，并且他在罗马那里 为耶稣基督的福音做见证。
Eventually he reached Rome and spread gospel in Rome.
保罗一生的呼召就是为了要服侍神。
The mission of Paul's life is to serve God.
同样，我们的人生也是为了要服侍，来见证主的爱。
And our life's mission is also to serve God and to witness His love.
有一位作家说，许多我们在收音机上面所听到许多这些流行歌曲时常传达着一个信息。
One writer commented on the pop songs that is frequently heard on the radio.
这个信息就是你使我快乐。
You make me happy.
没有你我将失落了。你是我的世界。
You make me happy.I will be lost without you. You are my world.
他说，这种想法除去了你自己所有的责任，去使自己快乐，并且将这个责任加在别人的身上，这是一个巨大的压力放在别人的身上。
He commented that.This releases one from one's responsibilities of making one happy, but add them to the others. And this is a tremendous pressure on other people.
马太福音二十章二十八节，耶稣说：“正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎罪。”
Matthew 20:28, Jesus said, "Just as the Son of Man did not come."To be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
意思就是主教导我们要像他一样有牺牲自己的精神。
Jesus teaching us to have a spirit like him to sacrifice ourselves.
我们无论是在家庭的生活
，no matter is in life at home.
或是在朋友的互动之中
，fellowship with a friend，
或是在上班同事之间的搭配
，or communication with our colleagues，
在教会的生活等等，我们都应该有牺牲服侍的精神。
All our service at church that we all need to have a sacrificial service spirit。
我们应当主动的付出与参与。
We should be actively given and participate.
我们不是等待别人来使我们快乐。
Instead of waiting others to make us happy.
我们不是等待别人来服侍我们。
We are not waiting for others to serve us.
在上上个礼拜六，我们在 Crypto Lake 的公园举办赏枫迎新的聚餐活动。
October 28th, Saturday.We have an activity at Crypto Lake where we have a lot of potluck dinner. Welcome to newcomers.
我们感谢神四千的同工设计了很活泼的节目，大家很好的交流。
We are grateful that a young adult group they prepare a very good program and a good fellowship.
我们也看到在聚餐上面，大家用心的准备个人或是家庭这些拿手的好菜。
We also see that every family prepare their good dishes.
大家愿意来付出自己的一份热心。
And they are willing to serve.
因此大家共同来享受丰盛的聚餐。
That's why we enjoyed a very beautiful lunch.
正如这样，当我们对自己所属的任何团体有什么期待的时候，我们应当主动的参与付出，并尽我们自己最大的能力去做。当我们大家都这样做的时候，我们的参与将使我们所属的这个团体团契变为非常的活跃，大家彼此的得着造就。
Just like this, when we are expecting the group we belong to do something.We need to actively involve and participate and do our best to give to that group. If everybody can do this, then the group we participate will be vibrant and everybody will benefit from it.
以前苏格兰的作家、历史家塔马斯·卡莱啊这么说，时机不好，他说那很好，你去使它变成为更好。
Mr. Thomas Carlyle, the Scottish writer, used to say, "The times are bad. Very well, you are there to make them better."
我想这也帮助我们了解我们到世界上的使命。
This will help us to understand our mission in this world.
我们要以我们的主到这世界上的使命来称为我们的使命。
Our mission in this world should be the same mission as our Lord.
以耶稣基督牺牲的精神来服侍人。
To serve others with the spirit of how Jesus sacrificed himself.
当我们以耶稣基督的爱去爱人，我们就是向人见证耶稣基督的爱。
When we love others with Jesus Christ's love, then we will witness His love.
我们使这个世界变成为更美好的世界。
And we make this world a better place.
Charles Colson, 以前尼克森总统的最高助理，因为水门事件，他在1974年被下监狱七个月。
Mr. Charles Colson was special counsel of Mr. Nixon. In 1974, he was in prison for 7 months because of Watergate.
当他出狱之后，他从事监狱的福音事工。
After he left prison, he became involved with the prison fellowship.
他变成完全不同的一个人。
He became a different man.
他在他所住的一本书其中一本书之一叫做《重生》，里面他分享他第一天被关进监狱的时候，有一位监狱里面资深的囚犯来忠告他。
In his book Born Again, he witnessed a story that when the first day he was in prison, one of the senior inmates came to him.
这个资深的或者是已经被关很久的一个囚犯来忠告他说，管你自己的事无论你做什么事不要投入。
He said, mind your own business and whatever you do, don't get involved.
靠神说，那个人已经是脱离现实的一个人。
Carlson said that the man has really moved away from the reality.
他讲那些话，这人几乎就是快要变成为精神病的人了。
The way he says so sounds like he's pretty psychotic.
所以 Carlson 自己坚决地来提醒自己要 get involved, 要投入。
So Mr. Carlson reminded himself that he's not getting involved.
他要投入去聆听别人。
To listen to others,
去爱人
to love others,
试着去帮助人
and to help others.
使徒保罗清楚他人生的目的就是呼召，为了要服侍人，为了要 get involved, 要来投入在关心人的事情，关心人的灵魂。
And Paul knew that the mission of his life is to get involved, to serve God.
因此他将整个生命投入在宣扬耶稣基督的福音上面。
Thus he devoted all his life in the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天我们成为神的儿女的人，我们领受神在基督里面救赎的大爱，我们要像使徒保罗一样，或者像刚才寇神他们的见证一样，来提醒我们在侍奉上，在关心人的事上要投入。
Today we become God's children and received great redemptive love from Jesus Christ. We have to learn from Apostle Paul or Mr. Colson to get involved and remind us that in all services our mission is to serve God.
盼望我们每个人在每天的生活上也是能够真正的来投入以耶稣基督牺牲的精神来爱人，来服侍神。
And I pray that we all in our daily life can learn from the spiritual, the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, so we love our God and then to serve others.
所以从今天的经文里面，我们看到使徒保罗这个经验当中，他去经验到神的平安。
Today, in summary, we learn three things about God's peace from Paul's story.
保罗的船遇到了强烈的暴风雨、海浪的袭击，全船的人几乎丧了命。神差遣使者来告诉他，神必保守他们，因此他们得着平安。
The first is the help is from God. Apostle Paul's boat encountered the storm, and everybody in there almost lost their life. But the angel of God told them that God will protect them and they will be safe.
当我们处在任何的困难当中的时候，知道神是我们的帮助，我们的心将有平安。
In whatever difficulties we are facing, we know that God is our help. We're going to have peace.
我们也是属于神的人。
Second, we belong to God.
当保罗清楚知道他是属于神的人的时候，他对神而来有绝对的平安。
When Apostle Paul knows that he belonged to God, then he has got the absolute peace come from the Lord.
因为他知道神掌管一切。
Because he knows that God is in charge of everything.
神在带领他人生的路程。
And God is leading the journey in front of him.
我们知道。我们借着耶稣基督来成为神的儿女，神是我们的好牧者，他带领我们前面的路程。
We know that in Christ we become God's children, and He's our good shepherd, and He's going to lead the road in front of us.
这就是我们的平安。
And this is our peace.
所以在人生当中，神是我们的帮助，神是我们的依靠，我们更是在主的面前来回应他的爱，来服侍他，表现在服侍人的上面。
And the third, the mission of our lives to serve. God is our help, our reliance. In answering His love, we serve Him and we love others.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你，借着使徒保罗当时。在船遇到风浪打击这个经验当中来知道你的帮助。
Father God, we are grateful through the story of Paul. We know that you are the help in the midst of the storm.
你也要在我们人生当中所遇到任何的困难挑战当中来保守我们。
And you are going to take care of us in the midst of all the challenges and difficulties in our lives.
继续帮助我们以这种的信心来信靠。
And help us to have this kind of faith to rely on you.
因为知道我们是属于你的人。
Knowing that we belong to you.
当我们到主的面前，愿你打开我们的心门来接受你，你就来跟我们同在。
And when we're willing to open our heart to let you in, then you are going to reside in us.
我们是属于你的人。
We belong to you.
也让我们能够在每天的生活上来见证你的爱。
And help us to testify your love in our daily life.
也将主你的平安来赐给我们每个人。
And grant your peace to be upon each one of us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.